To tell the child is, you know what? We're in an imperfect world and Satan wants to destroy you. He wants you not to love yourself. He wants you to think something's wrong with you. But you know what? You're made in the very image of God. And where Satan has held your mind back, God can restore that and heal it. And I'm going to believe for that. But God loves you just as you are. And do you know what? Because you found Christ, the minute that you go into glory, the minute that you're standing before the Lord, you'll have the mind of Christ completely. You'll understand everything. And what Satan tried to do to destroy you, I believe with all my heart, God's going to turn around to be such a blessing because you're already blessing my life. You're already changing my life. And you have to struggle with this, but we're going to keep believing for restoration. Let me tell you something. Where is Robert? Is Robert here? See Robert over there? A year and a half ago, he had a first grade level. He was mentally retarded and he could only read to first grade level. He's at seventh grade level this year. And it's because he quit buying the lies. He began to believe God and he himself began to use whatever intelligence he had to begin to believe the word, pray the word. He went through inner healing and deliverance. He got free from where he was molested, where he had horrible things happen. He got inner healing and deliverance. And as he started getting free in those areas, God started restoring his mind. There's nothing wrong with saying, this is my son. When my son was sick, I never said, my son was, for 3 years, it was like touch and go. Could have died at any minute. And I never said, God just did this to you. I said, no, the devil hates you. He wants to kill you. You're made in the image of God. But we're going to believe God's word. And you're going to change. And you're going to see why Satan chose you. And we're going to break the power of all that. Anyway, so we're not even supposed to be able to quarrel and be angry. See, and let me say this. I know the entire doctrine of the world, of the church, likes to say, we're faithful even when God isn't. They won't say it like that, but that's what they mean. I don't know why, honey, God made you like this. I don't know why. And we wonder. And that's when my daughter died. That was the big dilemma. Did the devil kill her or was it her time? Well, most, you know. And I can't change what the word of God said because it happened to me. It's very easy to say what you want to say when you're not personally involved. Amen. It's really easy for you to look at somebody and say, oh, well, her daughter wouldn't have died if she'd done warfare. Oh, her daughter wouldn't have died if she was more spiritual. That's really easy for you to sit there and say. It's really hard for me to get real enough to say, God, you're perfect. You've already won. Satan's defeated. Therefore, that leaves me. What happened? And when I asked him, he said, the greed in your heart set this up. And he showed me the whole setup of the enemy that most people don't usually see. I believe with all my heart, if we were so in tune to the Holy Spirit as Jesus Christ was in tune to the Holy Spirit, Satan would never win. He would never even pull one over on us. But instead of blaming God or changing doctrine or making God... Here she was a Bible teacher, and I was. Here she was reading the Bible, I was. Here she was pleading the blood, speaking the word. Everything that everybody always told me would protect us. And my daughter died. So how did that happen? I didn't know there was greed in my heart. I didn't know Satan had set me up, and I won't get into it all. It's on some tapes. But the bottom line was, I was in my kitchen, and her body was still in the yard because they couldn't find the coroner because it was a holiday. As our bodies out there 4 hours. And I said to God, tell me, why did this happen to me? And he did. He showed me. He said, there's greed in your family. There's a curse of greed. And you were looking at that get rich off your friends multi-level marketing plan instead of reading your Bible. And I've tried to warn you that this was being set up, but you wouldn't hear me because you bought into this. And I can't go into all the details, but somebody came over, an insurance agent, and they told us our children could die like that because they wanted our money. What a horrible thing for somebody to say to you. Your child could die like that. Folks, if you hang out this ministry, you will hear these words on a regular, weekly, probably daily basis. I break the power of that. We're not trying to be rude anymore, but they told me that, you know, your children could just drown like that. I said, I break the power of that because I mean it. Because I didn't break the power that day because I didn't want to insult the insurance man. And within a week, my daughter was dead. God said, man, when he spoke that and you agreed with that, that was it. We didn't really think our child would die like that. We were just being polite. There's power in your words. There's power of life and death in your words. And the thing is, we're also immature. We are all, let's get out our little bobos and our big diapers and realize even the most charismatic Christian is a baby. And let's start getting deeper in God. Now I understand these things. And I don't expect you to understand it with a 5-minute conversation. All I can tell people is there's so much more to knowing God than we ever thought. His ways, his laws, how this all works is amazing. But you got to get out of the world system long enough to get a higher perspective to understand it. And the truth is, my daughter's with Jesus. She hasn't had a bad day. And I get to see her again because of an awesome Savior. And the truth is, with your son, if you get to that healing here, praise God, he poured it out for you. But if you don't, you will know him completely whole, completely mature, able to say everything he couldn't say here when you get to heaven. And that's the hope a Christian has that no one else has. And you could have a child who's Einstein and goes to hell with their intellect and have to know that you'll never see them again. What was meant for evil, God turns to good. That's the power of God. But he doesn't intend evil. That's the false doctrine in the church, all over the church. I can't go to a funeral without hearing it. Grow up, folks. Our kingdom isn't here. So why does it bother us so much when the devil pulls one over on us? Look how he did to Peter and all those guys. Who do we think we are? That's all the pride part. Couldn't happen to me. That's the judging part. That's the envious part. That's the whole junk. And God's setting us free from it. It's so good to be free. Do you know what's so awesome after what happened to me? I turned and found God faithful and me unfaithful. And it set me free. So I can still trust him. I can still preach him. I know, and I learned so much. It's okay, God, I missed it. Don't let me miss it again. Teach me your ways, oh God. But my ears weren't even open to hear his ways when I liked the way I thought it was. I liked hiding behind doctrine that said I was perfectly safe no matter what. But I much rather embrace truth where I get to know Jesus in the midst of the fire. Okay, I know we got to get going. Oh, this is a lot to preach. I really want to do this all tonight, though. So quarrels, finding fault with people. Oh, you reprobate you. Complaining, quarreling, disputing. Deceit misleads. It's falseness. It's to cheat. Folks, there's all kinds of cheating. There's all kinds of deceit. You need to let God go deep, because I'm going to tell you something about God. He will let you get by with stuff for a certain amount of time. But if you really want to live holy, if you really want the power of God in your life, if you really want to raise the dead, if you really want to see healing, if you really want to walk in the protection of God, if you really want to see God bless you and give you the finances and everything that you need to do what he wants, Satan is waiting for the day when God has to step back and say, okay, you can go after that little bit of deceit still in their life. You can go after that little thing still in their life. And then you're going to get zapped. Because you don't realize it, that it's a glory to glory kind of work. That's why the Bible says to him who have given much, much is required. There are things that if I did it, I would be dead by morning, that many of you could go home and do. Not because I'm special, but because I walk in that kind of power and relationship with God, that number one, I know better. And number two, I have a reverent fear of the Lord. There is no way I'm getting out of God's will to watch that movie. There is no way I'm getting out of God's will to run off my mouth. There is no way I'm getting out of God's will. Because Satan wants me to step out of God's will because he'd like to whop me in the head. The cool thing would be when you walk with God so much that you're a danger to the devil's kingdom that he wants to whop you. Amen. Right now, he can just yawn at you and you can bother him. You're probably helping him out. Blessed is the man, the Psalms 32:2. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Let's ask God tonight when we do this prayer tonight. Get rid of deceit. Deceit. Come on, folks. You know the little tricky thinking you have. See, I was really rotten and I'm still rotten. Some years God's getting me free. I'm hoping tonight free him. So I know what you do. I know how you think. I wasn't the pure. To the pure, everything's pure. I wasn't pure. I know how to think deceitful. I could be the salesman of all salesmen. I could sell you something that you didn't want or need and then take your money and go. I never like doing that much, but when you sell radio ads, you're selling thin air that nobody sees. They don't even know if there is such, if they're ever even going to be your commercial, whatever. I'm just saying there's such deceit with the husband, deceit with the children, wiggling things around. God wants us to be above board, trusting him and letting him just take us through to that place. All right. evil habits. And I'm not going to get, evil habits would include cigarette smoking, evil habits. Have you quit smoking, Gary? Yeah, isn't that cool? You can't even believe that hardly, can you? Isn't that cool? That is so cool. Hey, so you got rid of that evil habit because you got to the revelation of what it was about. And I'll just say it real quick because we have some smokers in here. God gave me this revelation just for Gary. It's for other people too, but that's when he gave it to me. Cigarette smoking is harder for people to stop than getting off of heroin. And I was like, Lord, what is this? You know, like people get free from homosexuality, but they can't quit smoking. What is this? And the Lord showed me in, it was somewhere in Psalms, it was in Revelations, that the Bible says that when we come into the glory of the Lord, you'll see the smoke of God. There's smoke in the glory. I'm sure it's sweet smelling smoke. It's nothing like the nasty smoke. When we think of smoke, we think, ugh, that's gross. But there's something awesome in God about smoke. And Satan counterfeits it. And what is, Satan knows these bodies are the temple of God. These bodies belong to God. We were created to house God. Isn't that awesome? And Satan's like, oh, let me put my glory of death in there. Let me put my stinking, rotten sign that they belong to me right in there. Those little rebellious reprobates. When you can see that that's why that's there. When you can see that the devil wants to live in you to take the place of God in you, and that's the first part of rebellion, then you can renounce that, hate that, and command that spirit to go. Because that smoke wants to consume you to death, where God's glory wants to absolutely overtake you into ecstasy. Doesn't it make sense what Satan did? It doesn't even make natural sense. Smoking's reprobate. Who in their natural thinking would stick something lit that stinks that bad in their mouth? I mean, it's like, you know not to pick up, you know, things, other things. I'm trying to be nice so I don't have to edit. You know, there's a lot of things you're not going to put in your mouth. And if somebody did, you'd say, ooh, how reprobate. But think about a nasty little thing that's lit, that stinks that bad, that causes cancer and death, and yet you stick it in your mouth. Don't you think Satan thinks that is great? He's laughing the whole way at that one. That's horrible. That's why you want to hate it and get rid of it. And it's not hard to get rid of once you see it and hate it. And you hate something, it goes. The hardest thing about stopping smoking is you think you can't, because on your own, without God's power, you've tried a lot. And then you're scared of failing. I don't have to fail when God does it. He doesn't fail. All right, evil habits. So that's evil habit. Evil, wicked, causing undesirable condition, such as ruin, injury, pain, morally bad and wrong. Habit is a constant, often unconscious inclination to perform some act, an established trend of the minor character. John 3:20-21. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they may be done before God. The reason Satan wants you to keep evil habits, like pornography, unclean sex acts, drinking, because he knows he will keep you condemned. He knows he will keep your witness dead. He knows if he can keep these evil habits in your life, you're going to constantly feel like you can't be who God wants you to be. God wants you to be that reprobate. You don't have to have those habits. Habits are supernatural, how habits even happen, that you just get into this habit of doing something. Very hard to break because they take you into reprobate. But what you need to do is start seeing that for what it is and getting free from it. Just hate it. Just hate it, and it's got to go. I know. Now, if this is your first time here and I'm listing your whole life story, I'm not expecting you to get free of everything in one night, although that would be pretty cool, and I think it's possible. But I'm just showing. So, but it's not like, my gosh, it was a don't do and a do list. This wasn't what I wanted. You know, I went to that Jason Upton concert, and it was great, and everybody was floating and shaking. And now I sit here, and all they talk about is all these horrible things we got to stop doing. Not that you do any of those anyway, but here's the bottom line. The reason we can go to Jason Upton and God throws us in the aisle, shakes us, fill us with his presence. The reason I can get drunk in the Holy Ghost just thinking about it. The reason that I can witness to somebody and watch them fall out in the department store and get saved. The reason that I have all those cool things going in my life is because I got rid of these things. That's how it works. Sanctification leaves room for the God. These things stop God in you from being seen by the world. These are your enemies. And the power of God will get him out. Okay, real quick. Whispering and slander. Slander is utterance to injure the reputation or well-being of a person. Malicious gossip. 2 Timothy 3, in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, of money. They'll be blasphemers, unholy, slanderers, without self-control, brutal. Turn away from these people. And of course, unless you get them free. But some people want to stay like that. Slander is when you purposely say something to plant seeds in someone else against somebody. I am a very slandered person. I could probably ask for a show of hands, and many of you have heard me slandered. Because Satan doesn't like what I'm doing, the religious people don't like what I'm doing, and that they can't control me and have me do it the way they do it bugs people. I mean, I have been very much slandered. Many of you have slandered me when the enemy gets you hot enough, as I'm being used by God to help you get free. And God, you know, it's all forgiven. Who cares? But the bottom line is, I want that thing out of me that wants to hurt somebody else. It's evil. Satan hurt you so you would have that thing in you, and we want nothing to do with it. You don't want to be a part of it. You don't want to be a part of gossip. You don't want to be a part of agreeing with the devil about anything. You can pray for people, but don't agree with the devil about them. God haters. Okay, now look at this. 13. 2 Timothy 3, 4 says, lovers of pleasure rather than love God. People who hate God are people who absolutely do not want to give up their sin. They love that little pleasure that comes in their reprobate state. They don't realize that if they get the real thing with God, it's more awesome than anything reprobate offers. But the truth is, it's not worth it to them, so they just hate God. They walk away from God. They don't want anything to do with God. The more reprobate someone becomes, the more they really hate God. Because God is holy, and he's never going to allow them to feel okay about their junk. And so they try to make up a whole system without him. Insolent. Insolent is arrogant, insulting in speech. Ooh, gosh, all these are under reprobate, folks. So if you speak arrogant, I mean, I could get God to get a little bit of this out of me. Insulting in speech. If you just cut people down or insult them. Proud. Okay, proud is having excessive self-esteem, being arrogant, haughty, high opinion of oneself. 1 Peter 5:5, God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction. That's worse than a fall, folks. And a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. And we're not going to get into the whole thing. I got a lot of teaching on proud over there. But basically, what pride is being independent from God. I don't need God. I can do this on my own. Look at what I have. Look at who I am. That's what Satan did. Satan was given the most by